Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it. What up, ladies? Hello, queens. How are you, mamas? Welcome to another Boss Up Babes episode. I'm your host, Carissa Adkins, the number one mindset and women's success expert. I want you to go grab your pen and paper right now. If you're driving, like literally stop or pull out your voice notes, because you are about to literally boss up just by listening to this episode. So today we're talking all about how you can boss up and become bold, beautiful, and unstoppable in 2023, and of course, forever, in my opinion. And more importantly, we're not just going to talk about how, right, but why you need to boss up and live a more bold, you know, like audacious, beautiful, unstoppable life. But before I bring on my amazing guest, a little mini update slash invitation for you. So I have collaborated with some of the best of the best when it comes to women's health and wellness coaches. And we've come together and we created a really awesome wellness series talk for women who are looking to literally boss up their health, their hormones, their mindset, and their lifestyle. So I want to personally invite you to the Sexy Foundations of a Boss Up Babe event. It is March 9th, and we'll do them every quarter, but our first one is going to be March 9th at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. You do have to register for this event and, you know, in advance. So make sure that you go to into the show notes. There's a Facebook event page. You can look at that, read through it. You're going to learn more about not just me, but Annette. She's our sexy hormones girl. You're going to talk to, be able to like pick the brain of Stephanie Wallard. She's our nutritionist. And of course, I'll be taking everything mindset and habits, because, you know, I'm the queen of habit change and that's how I roll. So go in, grab your ticket. It's going to be an epic ass event and I cannot wait to see you there. So do not miss it. Save it on the calendar right now. But here we go. Get ready, ladies, because today I have brought you a very special guest. Her name is Venice, and Venice Johnson, and she is the boldness coach. And just a few words that really describe this badass girl. She's bold, right? That's a given. She's audacious. She's powerful. She's open. And of course, she is trusting. And yes, I could read you her whole long bio, but I'm going to just introduce her in a fun way. And I'll tell you a quick little story about how I met this bold coach. So Venice Johnson, she's the boldness coach. She's the coach who literally believes in possibilities, right? She's a possibility creator. She's a transformationist. She is the boldness activator. So a woman who's really going to help you identify and disrupt old belief patterns, get it, girl, that no longer serve you, so that you can start your journey to evolve into your highest and most badass self. And so a quick little story. I met this queen in San Francisco. I was at an event. I was there speaking, and Miss Thing came on with her bright yellow pants. I freaking loved it. And I was like, damn, okay, clearly I gotta boss up my outfit, and these gorgeous earrings, and just like owned the room, right? You could tell, right? You could tell when you go to other events, you're like, which babe is gonna own it today? And this one did it. She sparked my attention. She came out, gave a powerful keynote talk. And then of course, afterwards, I got to connect with her, held up the really cool no permission needed sign that's right before her. Do you remember that, Venice? And we took a beautiful selfie, and then I was like, boom, I got to meet this girl. I got to bring her on the Boss Up Babe podcast show, because she is one hell of a queen and everyone needs to know her that's in my circle. So with that, Venice, welcome to the Boss Up Babe podcast show.
Hi, Carissa. I am so excited to be here, and I have been looking forward for a while now for this interview. So I'm just excited to dive into it.
Let's do it. So I like to always just kind of start off the conversation with storytelling. As a speaker, we know storytelling is, you know, it's impactful, but more importantly, when women hear our stories, they have this sense of hope, right? Because they see us and they're like, wow, look at this influencer, look at this badass, look at this boldness coach, right? And sometimes they think, oh, she just must have had this nice, pretty little cushy life and given everything to her. Often the exact opposite. So tell us a story about you that is real, it's raw, and you know, it's going to remind women that they too can boss up to the next level. Tell us a little bit about you, girl.
Yeah. You know, how I became the boldness coach was a major life event. And my major life event was a divorce. So at my on my 47th birthday, I found myself at the courthouse And at the law library, you know, researching paperwork on how to do my own divorce. I mean, what a birthday gift, you know, on your birthday. I mean, literally, I was at the courthouse on my birthday. And what happened was I was in a really unfulfilling marriage, and it was just always some drama popping up, right? And this can be relatable even if you are in a job, you know, that you're in, and it's like there's always drama popping, or you're just highly unsatisfied. It could be if you are in friendships, you just have friendships that just have run their course. Mm-hmm. So might happen to be a marriage. And so I had asked my then ex-husband if he wanted a divorce. He hemmed and hawed about it. And I'm like, listen, let's just cut to the chase. Like, this is not working. So I want a divorce. We're on the same page. Let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. And as I, you know, that sounds really powerful to do that. But what happens is, Carissa, is when the dust settles, mm-hmm. you kind of like, okay, wait a minute. What just happened? What just happened? Yeah. What did I do? And it wasn't like, you know, oh, that was a bad thing to do. You know, I have regrets about it. It was really a heightened awareness, like, okay, we're going to have to step up to the next level. Mm-hmm. And as I was going through that transition, I was struggling. Yeah. Because, I mean, here I am now by myself, and I was married for a short time, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, I was still married. So here I am, you know, by myself, single, with, you know, all these major responsibilities, you know, left over after divorce, and I've got to figure out what to do. And I didn't feel comfortable turning to families. I didn't feel comfortable turning to friends. I mean, I really went through a struggling period, you know, of just kind of, I don't know what I'm going to do. And mm-hmm. I realized in that struggle that I had lost myself. I had lost sight of the things that were most important to me because I was so busy trying to make somebody else happy who there's nothing I could do to make another person happy. Happiness is really an individual, an inside job. It's an inner game.
Yeah.
And so as time progressed on, I ultimately opened up to some of my friends and I just had to think about what's next. And one of my friends said to me, well, you know, if you were around a group of women, what would you want them to take away from meeting you and hanging with you? I would want them to be bold, big, and bad. And I'm like, okay, that sounds a little cliche-ish, but there's something to this. So let me figure this thing out. But I know for a fact, Carissa, that I didn't want another woman to come out of a life-altering situation feeling defeated, feeling like, I don't know where to go, what else to do, questioning who am I? Am I really this courageous woman? Because I had already gone through that and I had already done the work. So now my labor of love got to be is to, you know, be able to work with other women to help them in some of their most challenging transitional times in life to just get to that next level. So that is how the boldness coach was born and what you see here today. So 8 years later after divorce, I've gone through a lot of ups and downs. And the beauty of that is because of those experiences that I have gone through and that I have painstakingly learned, now I can help the women tribe that I serve to get there quicker, sooner, faster.
I love it. Yeah. Like the fast track. Like they still have to go through the stuff, you guys. We're not miracle workers. We don't just like sprinkle our dust and say, boom, you're good to go. Right. Like you have to go through the journey because I believe that there is like, it's more about who you become in that journey, right? Like you found your boldness, you found your, you know, your voice, if you will, you found your sparkle. I love all that. I remember that's when we were in San Fran, you know, I remember you telling a little bit about that story. And I remember thinking too, you know, when I went through my divorce. So I finally came out after, you know, almost 15 years of marriage, you know, two kids, the whole nine yards, the beautiful home, all that jazz. And my rock, like the rock bottom in the marriage was on my birthday. It's so crazy. Like there's so many similarities. Yeah. So the year prior, right, my husband, he said, why don't you just figure out what the hell you want with your life and then let me know? And I was like, wow. So are you like already checked out? Like you're just waiting on me to like make the bold decision, right? So what I did is I spent 12 months and like soul searched. And I was like, is this what I want? Is it the phase? Blah, 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 right? All that self-awareness is so key. But it's like, I found my voice. I figured out what I wanted. I gave myself permission to say, F it, I'm doing it. And I remember having that conversation around the table with my family, right? When I kind of, not the kids, that was a more of intimate thing, right? But I had to tell my family, right? Like that's the next step. And I had to be very bold in that moment. Because my family, you know, they were like, oh, well, how did you get clarity on this? Was it a Christian coach? Like all of these things. And I was like, what does it matter? Like, I know in my heart of hearts, like what's right for me. And I figured this shit out. So I know that awareness is a huge key to transformation. You also are a big believer in self-awareness. Tell us a little bit about how you, you know, like how you obviously went through that journey and self-awareness was a key for you,
You know, that is the first catalyst to change. Is the first one is self-awareness. The second one is self-truth. I'm going to talk about the self-truth in a moment. But self-awareness really came about me asking myself open-ended questions. What is really going on here? Like, aside from the fact that I was going through a divorce, but I needed to say, but really, what's really going on here? You know, what am I feeling on the inside? And what's the reality of what's around me?
Yeah.
And I think it's really important for women to ask that question, because that starts to lead you to the pathway of self-awareness. When you ask those open-ended questions, when you really look at the reality of your life, then that allows you to say, wait a minute. It leads to other questions. Yeah. What role did I play in facilitating this reality? What role am I playing in this reality to continue on? What's possible for me, you know, from this reality? What could possibly be next, you know, for me? So having that self-awareness and asking those open-ended questions are very important, you know, for a catalyst to change.
Yeah, 100%.
The second part of that is self-truth. You have to be willing to tell yourself the truth about you. And a lot of us are not comfortable, you know, telling ourselves the truth. And, you know, one of the truths that I needed to tell myself was from that specific incident was, what role did I play in the reality coming, you know, that I'm living? You know, and the truth was, I overlooked a lot of red flags. And by looking over those, you know, by overlooking those red flags took root and they then sprouted and they became the reality in that situation. And when I told myself the truth that I contributed to the breakdown, and this is what my contribution was, overlooking those red flags and letting them take root. And I was like, whoa.
It's like a mic drop moment for yourself. You're like, dang.
Mic drop moment. But it's also a power moment, because when I realized that if I could contribute to something negatively, what could life look like for me if I contributed to something positively?
Yes. Yeah. So ladies, if you're listening. If you're listening, you're going through like this moment in your life, right? I always like to call it like the breakdown, where it's like, what is happening? What's going on? She has it down into two, you know, two easy phases, right? Self-awareness, that's where transformation stems from, right? We first have to be aware of the BS that we're saying, we're living in, like the excuses we're making, like all of that. And then comes like that self-truth. And I literally just went, I did a Facebook Live this morning on like just recognizing, you know, like where you're not showing up, where you are showing up, where could you have change the direction? Where could you have pivoted? Where are you making excuses? Where are you being lazy? Like, and it's hard for women to hear some of that stuff. Like, yeah. Literally the comments were like, damn. And I'm like, you like it or love it, but it's the truth, right? Like, yeah. You are either where you're at because of, you know, of the decisions that you're making, or you're not where you're at because of the excuses and the blame that you're, you know, you're allowing to live in. So kind of sit with that. But that she, Vinesh just gave us like two major strategies to help you get out of your stuff. Okay. Self-awareness, self-truth. So before we continue, because it's so juicy, tell us, you kind of like, you know, you tiptoed around it, but like, just be bold now. Tell us and everyone listening where women can find you. And you have an amazing freebie that you want to give too. So where yes. can they find you and what you got going on?
So the good news is I'm everywhere.
Everywhere, San Fran, you know, all over.
I'm everywhere. I'm international. So you can find me at theboldnesscoach.com. So theboldnesscoach.com. You can find me on IG under The Boldness Coach. You can find me on Facebook under The Boldness Coach. And you can find me on LinkedIn under my name, Vanice Johnson. Or you can just Google me. I'm coming up on the first pages.
You guys, she gonna like, it's like this beautiful, like at least the photo she sent me, of course. I was like, damn, she's like rocking a hat, hot pink earrings. I'm like, she's on brand with my brand. That's so cool. I loved it. Yeah. So the Boldness Coach, you guys, all of that is in the show notes, of course. IG, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all that jazz. So tell us about this beautiful, juicy freebie that you have.
So the freebie that I have is called, it's about beliefs. Mm-hmm. And so what it does, it helps you to really get clear about the core beliefs that you are operating from. Mm-hmm. So, and it addresses limiting beliefs, mm-hmm. because that was the other area that I tackled in my life was I started really questioning, Carissa, these beliefs that I had adopted and made true in my life.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting and important because we don't stop to question, you know, things that have been passed down to us, you know, as sayings, as mantras, you know, even as affirmations, you know, and it's important to start asking questions. Where did this come from? You know, and how is it showing up in my life?
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about beliefs is you can change them, but you have to be aware of what those beliefs are.
Yeah.
And you also can question that, have you made a belief an actual fact? You know, one thing that I think you might appreciate, Carissa, you know, one of these statements and these belief statements is no pain, no gain. So it's like working out, right? I work out too. I love working out and taking care of my body. But I believed in that for a long time. So I would really, you know, partake in a lot of these strenuous exercises that would overwork my body. Overwork my mind, my mental capacity, trying to convince myself to do it. And then I wasn't losing any weight, you know, and in fact, I was gaining weight. And, you know, but I believed in that and I made that true. And I was operating from that prism while I was trying to get my body in shape. And one day, and I'm like, who thought of this? but then I also shifted into other ways of being. And I started to realize, oh, my weight's dropping. I don't have to, you know, do strenuous exercise. Oh, I can do moderation of weights and cardio. Oh, I can, you know, look at the way that I eat, the way I sleep, my water intake. And so then I started to say, wait a minute, why was I believing that was true? And I did that for years.
Yeah.
So I just really encourage women to think about, you know, what core beliefs are you operating from? And that ebook is going to definitely help, you know, to really four beliefs that you really want to start to think about and to look at and to peel the layers back so you can get clarity about your belief systems.
I love that. You guys, as a mindset coach, this is the work that I do. Like, women see me and they're like, oh, can you help me get fit? I'm like, sure. That's the easy part. Can you help me write a meal plan? Sure. Duh. Like, here you go. Right. But unless we change our belief system, unless we change our operating system, right. I like to go and say we can upgrade this at any point in time. And yes. Vinesh, you'll love this, right. I offer VIP retreats to my VIP clients. clients, obviously. And I just got back from a back-to-back retreat in Albuquerque. And I had two beautiful souls come back-to-back. And it's quite interesting, all of the limiting beliefs that, you know, I have them write them all down. They've been writing them down for like a month so that they're aware. And we just start tackling them. But what we do is we get down to the top three core. We start there, right? Because at all of this, the no pain, no gain, finish all your food, don't waste, you know, all these things that we've heard from like childhood and even beyond, some women go back generations or lifetimes ago, and you've been carrying this weight for so long, right? You've been carrying the limiting belief, the BS, what I call the BS, and we've carried it. We learned to let it go. And when we get to the top three or four core ones, we start there first, ladies, because we find that all these beliefs are kind of tied to some major core ones, right? Some major, like, oh, God, I didn't realize that I didn't believe that I was enough for, you know, a million-dollar business or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So if we can tackle the first three, they all start to fall down. And I was at this retreat with this woman. She had probably, I want to say like 33, right? Like it's that, I always say it's the itty bitty shitty committee inside your head. Yes. It's just like, you can't do that. Who are pretty enough? No one's going to love you. You know, like all that BS. And she had like 33 of these suckers. She's like, we're going to be here a long time. I'm like, well, it's a good thing we've got 2 days together, right? And within a matter of 90 minutes, all of them were gone. And it's just like, literally, right? All the baggage she was carrying. And ladies, if you're listening to this, it's so important to work with a woman like Venice or myself when it comes to letting go of those beliefs, because literally, right? Like this woman, she went home 3 days later. She's like, Carissa, you'll never believe it. I melted 6 pounds of fat off my body just by doing the work that we did, right? Like, I'm like, I know you was carrying that because that was your
form. That's what happens. That's what happens. We get a sense, you start to experience a sense of freedom, and you don't even know what's holding you down until you release it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that was probably really a great bold exercise. I'm sure that those women slept better that night. They probably had one of the most restful nights that they had had in a long time, because they felt safe, number one, to be able to talk about those beliefs and acknowledge them. And then you walk them through, you know, a process where they start to question and start to eliminate those beliefs and replace them with new beliefs that serve them for where they are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm always like, there's a positive to that belief, right? It's kept you very, very safe for a very long time, but it's time to shed it and let it go. And I always say boss up. So with a little bit of time that we have left, what would be like your biggest piece of advice besides like awareness and self-trust? And we could have went into self-direction and self-truth and all kinds of things, but what is the biggest piece of advice you could give a woman today listening who's going through some stuff?
The biggest piece of advice I can give women today is to live life bold, big, and bad. Mm. Bold is becoming out loud daily. Live your life authentically every day. Be your true self every day in every way, from going to the mailbox, to the post office, picking the kids up from school, for networking, for hanging out with your girlfriends, for happy hour, for working out with your girlfriends. You know, be your authentic self every day in every way. And then I want women to be big. Build in your genius.
Yeah.
Each one of us on this planet has been given at least one genius that we can be able to create exponential abundance from. And abundance is different from everybody. So I encourage women to live life in a big way. And then I want you to be bad, you know, is to be brave and audacious. Be brave, but I want you to be audacious, and I want you to add daring onto that. So step up for what it is that you really see that you want for yourself in your life. Step up and go after it. The worst thing that could happen is no, which really means not right now. That's the advice that I would leave for women to really just walk away with. Live life bold, big, and bad.
I love that. Ladies, oh, I told you she was a juicy queen, right? Like bringing all the tips and strategies. I want to go back to what she said at the very beginning, right? If you're going through some stuff too, right? I want you to just start with those open-ended questions, right? What's going on? What do I want? Am I happy? Right? Like all of those things, just get real with yourself. right? Quit bullshitting yourself for a minute and just get real with it, because that's where change happens. And if you're ready to boss up and get bold and big and badass, I want you to call up Venice and just say, hey, girl, hey, I think we need to maybe work with each other. And if you're like, girl, Carissa, I need you in my life. I need that realness. I need the health. I need the mindset. I need it all. Feel free to, I want to just encourage you, right? If that's you, if you're tired of playing small and you know you're meant for more, I want you to book your free 15-minute boss up clarity call with me. And with that, Venice, thank you so much for being such a guest. I want to bring you back.
I'd love to come back. We could talk. Literally, we have so much to talk about. I would love to come back.
Oh, well, it's been a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And y'all, I am your number one mindset and success coach, helping women boss up their bodies, their lifestyles, their mindsets, and of course, their bank accounts. So if that's you, let's chat. I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.